In England, they're completing the longest coastal trail system in the world and naming it for King Charles III. In a bit, a guide from Bristol gets us ready to hike the southwest parts of the Coast Trail. It's a marked series of paths that can take you from Somerset to Dorset, the long and scenic way, around the Cornwall Peninsula. And a guide who lives just up the hill from Sorrento helps us tackle the breathtaking views and the crowds along Italy's Amalfi Coast. Let's start today's travel with Rick Steves, looking for the different world that exists just offshore and under the sea. Carrie Miller and her husband Chris Taylor have written A Diver's Guide to the World, Remarkable Dive Travel Destinations Above and Beneath the Surface. She joins us from their home in Byron Bay, Australia now with five reasons to convince the rest of us to learn how to scuba dive. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, you wrote a National Geographic article that just was quite an inspiration, and in it you wrote that diving made your world a bigger place. Tell me about that moment. What happened?
Well, the ocean covers 70% of our planet's surface, so if we're just sticking to the land, we're missing out on what most of the world has to offer. I've always been a lifelong water baby and avid snorkeler, and it wasn't until I started diving that I realized just how much I was missing out on.
You know, it's something that a lot of us dream about and imagine doing, and some people probably think it's more involved than it actually is to get up and running as a diver. If you're a good swimmer, if you're sort of determined and want to get this done, how involved is it to actually become comfortable diving? Where in your travels, you could go diving somewhere, but you got to be certified, right?
Well, you don't need to be certified to learn to dive. A lot of dive places offer what's called a DSD, which stands for Discover Scuba Dive. You go through some basic skill practices to make sure that you're going to be comfortable underwater, and then you go on a discovery dive, just you and the guide in a shallow, easy-to-dive environment. From there, if you decide that that's what you really like, then you can go out and get certified, which is kind of like learning to drive a car. You study the theory, you practice with an instructor, and then from there, you go out and start diving.
Now, it's old hat for you, but for me, I love snorkeling, and then if all of a sudden I could snorkel underwater, I mean, it's basically you're breathing on an apparatus like your snorkel, right? Do you just get comfortable with that? Yeah, it's total trust in your gear.
Well, it is. It is, you know, your scuba equipment is your life support system, and you are aware of that. So you just have to be mindful. It's the same. It is very similar to driving a car. You can just driving to the shops can be a very dangerous experience.
That's
so
true.
It's just about taking precautions. So you make sure that your equipment is in good nick. You make sure that the shop that you're diving with is responsible and reputable, and you are responsible for your own safety down there. So if you feel uncomfortable, you end a dive.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making sure that you're diving within your limits. And then that takes time. And that changes for every person and every diver as well.
Now, you wrote that inexperienced divers are busy, but diving's about being calm and measured.
Yes, and I'm not.
I mean, because I think diving, to me, I would not want to be nervous. I would want to be really with the current, with the scene. I'd want to forget everything except where I'm at right now.
Diving is very zen. It has a way of forcing you to be present in the moment. And I think that's why I gravitate to it. I have a very busy mind. And actually, a lot of people in professions like doctors or firefighters, they dive because they have to be present, they have to be focused, and they can completely shut out their everyday lives and just be in the moment.
Can you paint a picture for me of the stillness and the colors and the flow and the tiny fish flickering in the sun rays in a beautiful moment?
Oh, because there's so many different landscapes underwater, more than you'd ever imagine. You could be finning your way through a kelp forest that's swaying gently with the current back and forth. You could go over what you think is just an empty landscape of sand and then noticed a whole bunch of garden eels, a whole field of them. And they're like these little candy canes, Dr. Seuss kind of creatures sticking out, just poking their heads out of the sand. And then as soon as you swim up to them, they all disappear. And it's just this landscape of sand again. You could be finning next to a coral reef and it's this busy city that's going on completely independent of you. Each fish has its own job to do and they're flickering in and out of corals that are in purples and oranges and pinks. And then you can be in a big open ocean environment, like out in the Pacific somewhere, where it's sharky and it's murky and it's big stuff happening, and that's just gets your adrenaline going, and it's phenomenal.
I remember that snorkeling in the shallow area, and then you get to the place where all of a sudden it becomes deep, and then you venture out there, and it's a whole different world, isn't it?
It's wild.
It's a different environment.
Completely.
Wow. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We've been talking with Carrie Miller, who's sharing her love of scuba diving. Her books on diving include 100 Dives of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Underwater Destinations, and the National Geographic book, A Diver's Guide to the World, Remarkable Dive Travel Destinations Above and Beneath the Surface. She co-authored that with her husband and dive buddy, Chris Taylor. If you want to learn more about their work and their diving, you can go to Beneath the Surface Media on Instagram. Carrie, you wrote about 5 lessons you learn when you're steep on the learning curve in this whole diving thing. First of all, you talked about meeting interesting people.
Absolutely. There's people from all walks of life dive, and that's one of the things that I love the most is that the dive community is incredibly welcoming. It doesn't matter. You meet so many people who are just broke and diving their way around the world and working from dive shop to dive shop simply because they love the ocean. And then you meet people who are rocket scientists, and you meet people who are introverts and extroverts.
And you meet your husband.
Yeah, that's how I met my husband, was diving.
When you were talking about the lessons from diving, you also talked about not being afraid of sharks. I mean, the average human being is terrified of sharks, and you literally swim with them.
I wish that was something that I could share with everybody, actually, is that experience of diving with sharks, because they are the most charismatic animal. And we don't really know how many species there are, somewhere between 400 to 500, and very few species actually have negative interactions with humans. Most of them are not interested in us at all, and they're actually the sign of a healthy ocean ecosystem. So if you see one, it's actually really, really good luck.
Also, you wrote about how you can be an explorer. Talk about the exploring nature of scuba diving.
I think a lot of people have a perception that exploration is adrenaline-fueled and pushing the limits right to the edge. And I think diving sometimes has that perception that it needs to be deep and dark and pushing limits. And that's not the case. To me, exploration is observation. So a lot of times people can be explorers just simply in their own backyard by studying one thing carefully and quietly and over a prolonged period of time. Diving is similar to hiking in a lot of ways, where you could go around a botanic garden, or you can go do the Pacific Coast Trail, and you can do everything in between. And that's similar for diving. Mm. If all you want to do is nose around colorful coral reefs in warm water, you can do that. If you want to go push limits and start tech diving and go down to some really deep shipwrecks, you can do that too. I don't like doing that. I like the coral reefs. I like my sharks.
I like my sharks. Another thing you wrote, Carrie, was that you gain a unique perspective that you would never have if you didn't experience the sea from underneath. The Earth is 70% water, and I think we take that for granted.
I've always been a nature lover. I love going hiking. I love being in natural environments. And I was surprised how my sense of conservation was kicked into overdrive when I started diving. And I still haven't quite put my finger on why. I don't know if it's because we see the damage more clearly. It's more of a bit of a gut punch when you're underwater. I think we become used to it on land. And then when you see it underwater, it really is confrontational.
You know, I bet it's related to how astronauts have a better appreciation of the beauty and the fragility of our world when they've looked at it from space. And an aquanaut could probably have that same benefit when they see this world submarine.
Yeah, it's called the overview effect, and I think you're absolutely right about that. There's a real interconnectivity that you see when you dive about how everything fits together and how if we start removing something, like pulling pieces out of your car engine or pulling pieces out of your computer, it has a catastrophic effect on how the whole system works. It's responsible for half of our oxygen. It absorbs carbon dioxide. It regulates our climate. It supports much of the world's economy. So learning more about the ocean and protecting it is so important.
Carrie, we're just about out of time, but I just love this notion that you pointed out in your writing that scuba diving may not be for everyone, but the ocean is. And you wrote quite eloquently about how getting certified was frustrating at first, but on your 5th try, you made it. And that freed you to have this whole new appreciation of a huge, huge part of the world that we live in.
Well, not everyone takes to diving straight away, But the ocean is absolutely for everybody. It's so important. And the more we learn about it, the more impressive it is. It really just, yeah, made my world bigger, opened it up, and it was such a gift.
When I was reading A Diver's Guide to the World, you talked about the value and the fragility of the Florida Reef Tract, for example, the third largest such reef tract in the world. That's an example of an awareness that you gained because you scuba dived.
The ocean is our shared life support system. The Florida Reef Tract, mm-hmm. for example, that you're referencing, it protects Florida from storms. It helps prevent coastal flooding. It's home to this thriving marine ecosystem, and it brings in, I think, close to $1 billion annually in tourism revenue. Like, it's a no-brainer to protect it. It makes sense across the board, whether you're looking at it from a financial perspective or an ecological perspective. It just makes sense. A green economy is a thriving economy, or we should basically say a green-blue economy is a thriving economy.
And like you wrote, when it comes to the ocean, we need it more than it needs us.
Absolutely. And whether you're a diver or just somebody who loves to travel and appreciates the ocean, it's really important to understand that, because we need more people to see the sea. We need more people to advocate for its protection.
Amen. Carrie Miller, thanks for joining us, and thanks for inspiring me to seriously consider getting a little bit beyond snorkeling and stepping into one of those dive shops and checking out the world from a new perspective.
Well, if we can convince you to come to Byron Bay, we'll take you diving anytime.
I'd love that more than you can imagine. Best wishes, Carrie. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Carrie Miller writes for Scuba Diving Magazine and National Geographic. She and her husband, Chris Taylor, recommend 50 locations for deep sea diving in their book, A Diver's Guide to the World, and in 100 Dives of a Lifetime, the world's ultimate underwater destinations. They also post underwater photos to Facebook and Instagram at Beneath the Surface Media and on their website, beneaththesurface.media. Get ready to explore the seaside views from the rugged southwest coast of England right after we head for Italy's breathtaking Amalfi Coast. That's next on Travel with Rick Steves.